Good morning. It is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Tom Erdith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher. Well, we are kind of wrapping up the school year. We've been talking with all the superintendents. They've all wrapped it up in their tour of schools, and we will wrap that portion up today. Abbott and Avon District 276, their superintendent, Dr. Mike Curry, joining us here this morning. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for checking in with us here this morning. And I did mention to Jeff Witsit yesterday that we were saving the best for last.
Yeah, well, you know, following Jeff Witsit is not easy to do. Anybody can stay in this role as long as he has a special touch, right?
That is true. That is true. All right. Well, again, Mike, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, again, as we've talked with all the rest of the superintendents, not the ending to the year that you expected or wanted to see.
Yeah, not at all. Teachers come to work every day for kids and to be around kids, to mentor, coach, love, and teach kids. And you come in on a Monday, and you know on Tuesday you're not going to see them for what some felt was going to be 2 weeks, but many of us knew that, or at least felt, that the school year was going to end. It'd be really hard to bring those kiddos back, and that's exactly what happened, unfortunately. And I think after that second week ended and they extended it again, our teachers really kind of were a little devastated, to be honest with you. And I know some of our students were as well. But I will say our staff did a fantastic job in doing the best they could in what I've termed as emergency remote learning, because it's really, when you get 3 or 4 days notice, you can't be great at anything. But my staff did a really good job of getting better every week.
You know, one of the things in talking with the other superintendents, as an administrator, obviously you don't get to see the kids as much as their teachers do, but it's got to be tough for you also, not just all of a sudden everybody's gone and you're still there.
Yeah, I kind of thought the worst thing about being a superintendent was when my office was moved out of a school building across the street, where I could easily just walk over, take a break and walk over into one building or drive to another. But I tell you what, when there's no kids around, it's not the job you sign up for, even at the superintendent level, where it's a lot of paper, a lot of numbers, a lot of meetings. But in the end, it's all about kids. And when there's no kids around, it just feels different.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, you mentioned the remote learning, and in this case, as you said, emergency remote learning. And with technology today, I'm guessing that's something like with a lot of the districts, you guys had been kind of working on some things anyway for, you know, snow days and that type of thing. Was that kind of the case that you already had maybe something in place a little bit?
We chose not to, okay, to do the remote snow days. Which was fine because this year we didn't have any, right? But the main reason for that was we didn't feel like doing it once or twice was worth the time that it would take to create the plan and put the plan in action and make sure every teacher was ready for the plan. And that plan in itself would be nothing like what we ended up with. And what we found through some just basic anecdotal survey was most of our younger parents preferred paper and pencil packets. The older kids were more inclined to be able to use a digital interaction, Zoom or a Google Hangout or Skype or whatever the teacher preferred. But in the end, we made ourselves ready pretty quickly, and we're spending all summer just being prepared with our remote teaching planning team, so that if this comes back around, it'll have different teeth in it. I think kids will be more accountable. Teachers will be more accountable. But in the end, I'm so happy with what my staff did. This time around, if it does happen, we'll be even more prepared.
Well, and of course, there, you know, when talking with the other superintendents, that participation that, you know, in some cases it was great early and maybe dropped off. And that is a tough thing. I mean, it's tough for not only the teachers and administrators, but it's kind of tough for the students too. It's like, okay, I've got everything else here in my house. How am I going to pay attention to this, you know, as opposed to being in a classroom?
Absolutely. I think I worked one day from home this entire time, and I found myself taking care of other things, right? So I quickly transitioned back to the office. It's the only one there. So as a young person, I have a senior in the room who also had work to do for both her college class that she was taking and for the school. But she only had 4 classes at her senior year. I couldn't imagine having all those and not really having 6 classes, 6 different teachers, and not having a plan. And the problem was by the time we got a real good plan in place, the governor's order said school was not going to come back. And I think a lot of people misinterpreted that as school was out. So we saw participation fall off at that point in time as well. But I have pockets of great participation at every grade level as well.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, again, not the ending you wanted to. I know you feel bad for the students, especially, you know, you look at the seniors or anybody that was planning on participating in any type of extracurricular activity in the spring, didn't get to do it. I mean, it was just tough all around.
I'll tell you what, as a 20-year veteran of high school baseball coaching, that would have been a very, very different reality for me if I was still coaching baseball. I feel terrible for those spring students who didn't get any time in. I think we did run a couple indoor track meets, but that's it. Seniors were robbed of a final year. In the same vein, juniors were robbed of one of their 4 years. I mean, you just work all your way down the line through all spring sports. So there's a lot of things that will not be brought back from COVID-19.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent. Well, let's talk about the good stuff. Kind of talk about a recap of the year. Some of the good things you saw in District 276.
Well, we had a really strong sports season. Our basketball team really did well. Our girls basketball program also they were up and down, but they played well. We had what an amazing contest. I've slept since then, but I believe it was the regional semifinal, and you talk about a hard-fought basketball game by both teams, and I believe it was Stark County that ended up getting us in the end. But we just had a lot of really good things going on. We started some new programs. I felt like the year was moving in a really good direction. I've talked to Nick once or twice, and I told him that I'd kind of been following the COVID-19 since late to mid January, through a podcast that I listened to, and it just felt like it's going to come here at some point in time, but we'll be ready. And then it just like that, it was here. So, seeing the devastation in some young people's school life was really hard.
Absolutely. Athletically things are going well. Yeah, it's just so strange that like all of a sudden it's all over. Everything seems to be going really well, and just boom.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the meal distribution that we've been doing all COVID break and now summer break, I don't know how often I would see young people and parents. We were 3 days a week at over 300 families. Now we're 2 days a week, around 250 families. But it's so nice when the elementary kids pull up and pop out the window and talk to you and. So that's one thing that really has kind of kept me engaged with our families is being able to distribute meals with the administrative team and our social workers and our kitchen staff.
I can't imagine with what has happened would change anything curriculum-wise. It just might change the way you disseminate the information.
You mean if this happens again or just in general? One of the things is, you know, it's really easy to criticize Illinois school boards or state – Illinois State Board of Education, but one of the things they put out were some really good guidelines on how much time a student should spend in the learning environment when they're at home. And so I think as we transition into FY21, I think it's nice to know that if we go back into this, we need to build around that. So what that does, though, that will condense some of the things that you normally get time to do in an elementary setting. It'll now be focused more on ELA and math and social emotional. That's really a big part for us because this is a different world for young people than what they're used to. Elementary schools provide structure first and then learning and then socialization and so on. And really, there's not always a lot of structure in other settings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're home trying to take care of it yourself. It's a complete – and that socialization too. Oh, my gosh, that's so huge for those young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Social distancing next year, if that's a thing, that's going to be very difficult just because kids like to touch kids, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a hug, you know, sometimes it's an elbow bump or what have you, but kids like socialization.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Anything else from this past school year, some highlights or anything else that kind of stands out to you that went on?
You know, I probably should have prepared for that question a little bit because
kind of became a blur, didn't it?
Every day has been a Monday since March 20th. We've just spent a lot of time trying to plan for next year, all the different scenarios that may get thrown at us. You know, the nice thing is if school starts normally, which we certainly hope it does, you know, we can do that in a snap. We've done that for I've done it for 20 years, and schools have done it for hundreds of years. One of the things I will highlight is we surveyed our seniors and their parents about graduation, and they wanted to hold on to the idea of a traditional in-person graduation. Over 80% were into August. They would be willing to wait. So we have dates in late June, mid-July, and August that we could do an in-person if the numbers work out. That's unlikely because of the phases. But in the interim, we put out some ideas. And so we had every family come in and have a family picture taken and a graduate picture taken in their regalia for their cap and gown. And then on top of that, we did kind of a drive-by celebration. They got their diploma. It's not our graduation. If there's an opportunity for a real one, we're ready for that. We can turn that around in 3 days, you know, no problem there. Maybe a prom on a Friday and a graduation on a Sunday, but that's all based on what phase we're in. But the celebration, the weather wasn't very great in the morning, and then right about the time we started, the sun kind of came out, and the community just turned out in droves. So the kids came through with their parents. The senior got to step out, get their diploma off a table. You know, Mr. Weedman, how hard it is for him not to shake hands. But it was just a great event. We had 95% of our seniors there, and then the parade was amazing. So that was a great community event.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon, District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. You know, we talked about how tough it was, especially for students and missing out, whether it was a senior for graduation, especially them. But I don't know if you have this situation, but retiring teachers or administrators, not the way they wanted it to end either.
No, not at all. We had one teacher retiring, mm-hmm. We're kind of keeping her on as a she sent me an email one time during the shutdown. I said, you know, it is possible to teach old dogs new tricks, and she did a great job of transitioning from probably a 30-year veteran in the classroom to remote learning. She had great turnout from her students coming back and forth, so we're keeping her on, Ruth Guthrie. As a consultant during this point in time, but I believe Nevada and Las Vegas is going to be her next stop. She has just recently been married, et cetera. But we're keeping her on for all the great work she's done. And then our transportation director, Stuart Powell, is 65, and he is ready to retire.
All right. Well, and congratulations to them. But again, not, you know, kind of just. It's all of a sudden over for them also, not unlike the seniors that is like, you know, you expect it's like, okay, not that they were looking for recognition, but that kind of thing happens when somebody's on their way out.
Absolutely. Most teachers don't want recognition,
right,
but
right.
In the end, that last time, don't do anything special. Then when you do something special, it's like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Because they know that their colleagues respect respect them and want to honor them just with even a luncheon.
Dr. Mike Curry, Abbott and Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, I guess for the new school year, we're in an unknown right now. You don't know what it's going to look like. But the bottom line is you have to prepare for any scenario.
Absolutely. So we're preparing for lots of different scenarios, but we're also preparing for regular school, right? So we've had a few teachers take different steps in their lives, and surprisingly, we've been able to fill all of our openings except for a couple that are always tough to fill, special education, math. But everything else has been filled by some really engaging young folks that my administrative team are excited about. And then we have a district improvement team, a remote planning team. So we're starting to do some things now that I let the teachers take just a 2-week deep breath, you know, from the 20th to now, to just kind of be like, that was a part of my life I never expected. And we've done some surveys with the staff. We are really getting cracking on our remote planning, just to have it in place. And if we don't have it in place, a lot of it's like a flipped classroom model that if they want to try it, they can still try it. So it's all good learning. Hopefully we don't have to use it all.
You know, and this is nothing new because you dealt with it for years, but finally we have the new funding model in place and everything. But now we're back to, we don't know. So financially, is everything stable at this point?
Well, we are in a good spot for a couple mm-hmm. of years with our fund balances, but it's nerve-wracking to not know. I do hope the state can honor its pledge to meet the base funding minimum, which is what they're saying right now. That's no cuts. That's just what you got last year, you get this year. We know all your other costs will escalate, but we can guarantee you that what you got last year is really easy to build off of that, where back in proation, You wake up one day and they tell you they're going to cut, 7% out of your budget. That's a lot of money. So we feel like we're in a good spot right now. And I don't know, I didn't hear the other superintendents, but if we feel like FY22 is going to be where the rubber hits the road, as far as we'll know what revenues look like, we'll know what costs look like, that's when it's going to get tight.
That's kind of what Jeff Witz had touched on that yesterday. He thought it was not going to be so much this school year, but the 21-22 school year and beyond, where you might see the problems.
Yeah, 16-year veteran knows how to look down the road, right?
Yeah,
I just try to stay 3 or 4 innings ahead of the batter, but yeah, I do believe it's FY21 or 22 that's going to be the nail biter.
Dr. Mike Curry is Abbott and Avon District 276 superintendent, joining us here this morning. Mike, anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up here this morning?
Well, I really enjoy visiting with you, but it's just so strange not having Nick in the room. I can now I see him
he's hiding across the hallway with his.
he reminds me of a movie there with those things on the side of his head, but in the end, no, I enjoy coming here. Thanks for having us, and
Mike, thanks so much. I always appreciate your time.
Absolutely appreciate the offer.